Well, most people see prison as a last resort, the ultimate thing to avoid. But if you've been incarcerated and are out on probation, you may find the costs are steep as well and can reach thousands of dollars a year. Courtney Collins of member station KERA reports on one man who made the decision to go back behind bars because probation was too expensive.
I'm sitting facing a locked mesh door at Hutchins State Jail, 15 miles southeast of downtown Dallas. Channer Unsorn sits down on the opposite side. A guard is never more than a couple of feet from him. Sorn says he gets along with people pretty well inside and passes the time by playing chess.
Most of your friends that say they're your friend when you're locked up like this, nowhere to be found, no letter, no money from commissary or nothing. But when you're out there, hey, what's up? Shake your hand. Where you been? How you been? Oh, now you want to be my friend.
Sorn really misses his girlfriend and his two boys, 3-year-old Legend and 2-year-old Liam. He had a huge family growing up, 6 brothers and 3 sisters. His parents were Cambodian refugees.
My dad, he used to go walk around with my mom, pick up cans and sell cans, and then he found a job as a mechanic, and he went from there. Grew up in the ghetto, but, you know, we tried to make life the way it was, you know, easy and not too hard. Day by day.
Sorn grew up in East Dallas. His neighborhood was rough. He got arrested for aggravated robbery at a corner store a few blocks from home when he was just a teenager.
Ended up doing something that I wasn't supposed to do. I got locked up there and I was like around 14 going on 15. Then come out till I was 18.
After time in juvenile detention, Sorn went years without an arrest. He met his girlfriend, had his 2 kids, and landed a job as a supervisor of a shipping company. Then he got nailed for possession of methamphetamine in 2016 and struggled to keep up with the terms of his probation.
We got paid for court costs, restitution fee, probation every month, drug tests, class fee. And that it comes out around about like $2,200 to $2,600 a yearly. And depending how long you sign for, I signed for 3 years. That's $6,600 I could have put towards my kids and my girl.
Plus, there's the time probation takes. Appointments for community service, drug testing, check-ins with the probation officer, and he has to pay for each one, all while trying to hold down a job.
The probation expect us to keep a job, but when we have a job, we lose a job because we had to do what they tell us to do. And if we don't do what they tell us to do, we end up back in jail.
Sorn ended up in and out of jail a few times while on probation, dinged for things like missed appointments or driving without a valid license. So he made a decision.
I was like, you know what? Just lock me up. Let me do my time. Get back out to my family.
He chose jail time over probation because he couldn't afford the terms or the time it took to keep them up. Julie Sadiq teaches criminal justice at UNT Dallas. She says a lot of men and women make the same choice.
The requirements and the expectations of probation can be extremely burdensome for some individuals. And so they may choose not to go for probation and prefer to carry out a sentence instead.
Depending on the offense and the jurisdiction, probation costs add up.
Typically, at least maybe $25 a month to as high as $200, $250 a month.
That means an ex-offender could have to pay $3,000 a year for probation. Another complication? Just getting around.
Relying on public transportation, which isn't always reliable, can lead to missed appointments and also the possibility of violating the conditions of probation, which then can lead to additional time on probation or even revocation of the probation.
So an ex-offender may have to sign on for more probation time and then end up back in jail anyway. That's what Channer and Sorn saw coming.
So far, I've met about 8-9 people who did the same thing I did because, you know, it's better doing the time and then signing for something that could put you back in jail, throwing you out there for failure again. Because probation is basically signing up for failure.
And that's why he walked into Hutchins State Jail in early May. To him, though, it's not a dead end. It's the key to a new beginning.
I'm getting out this slate clean with nothing to worry about. So it's basically like a fresh start.
He will have a felony record, which does make it harder to find work and rent an apartment. He won't have to pull away from his job every week to make probation classes, though, and he won't be paying a couple $100 each month into the system for probation.
That story reported by KERA's Courtney Collins as part of their One Crisis Away series.